Hi, this is Laura from 3am. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, Kansas City Online Radio.
Start. Why am I so quiet? Shall we put a marker in there? Wonderful, what a great way to start. The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa in Cyprus, Radio Belgrade, opening up with Rick L. Blues, making his debut on the show with his brand new album, Good Luck on My Side. Rick is out of Montreal in Canada, and amazingly, as I was putting the show together, these two tracks went together so well, so that's going to work. Then I started doing the research on the tracks and find out that the next band are also from Montreal in Canada. They're probably friends and neighbours. It's the Mackenzie Blues Band, making their debut on the show. Treat Me Like I'm Trouble.
Treat me like I'm trouble. Treat me like I'm mean. Treat me like you want me, like I'm the best thing you ever seen. I'm naughty and nice. I'm sugar and spice. to set your pulse ablaze. Yeah.
That is rather fine, I think. The album is called Backroad Revelation. I'm not quite sure if it's actually on release yet. It's going to be on release, if not yet, very, very soon. I got sent that by the band. The band are the Mackenzie Blues Band. That's Tara Mackenzie on vocals and Tara Mackenzie on guitar, Joel Dawson on bass and Mike Weir on drums, out of Canada. They've got a website and a blog telling us all about the album. The album, actually, although recorded in Canada, was mastered here in the UK at Abbey Road Studios. That's rather fine, eh? And that is a great track. Treat Me Like I'm Trouble. Okay, there's been kind of a theme so far in the programme. Let's keep that theme going. And one more new album, but this time this guy's been featured many times before over the years. Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. One Wrong Turn. Here he is with Zonin.
Bye.
It's fabulous. I'm not quite sure why it's, in a sense. The odd thing is, it's Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. Rick is a vocalist and harmonica player. He didn't do either of the things in that number. All I really heard was fabulous guitar player from Chris Anderson. The drummer, Jay Hansen, he doesn't sing. He sings sometimes, but not on that one. And he drums standing up. And Lorenzo Farrell on keys. Great, great keyboard player. And great number. But where was Rick? that's off the album Zonin. Sorry, that's off the album One More Turn, One Wrong Turn. Come on, rewind 30 seconds. That's off the album One Wrong Turn, and it's called Zonin. Had a surprise guest this week. It turned out that after his Bracknell gig on Monday of this week, Eugene Hideaway Bridges suddenly had a call to do a photo shoot somewhere in West London. So Armadillo Records, Tony called me and said, look, could he come to you and do the session, which he was going to do in October, November, before the Borderline Club. But I said, no, yeah, well, we can do it. So he came this week. A fabulous, great session. You'll hear it next week when I have a chance to edit it over the course of the weekend. We've got some video too. But here is a little taster of Eugene Hideaway Bridges that you'll hear in full next week.
I gotta bring those emotions out, you know. I gotta be true to the groove that's inside me. Even the R&B show me that you care. Come into my heart anywhere you move me with your smile. Stay in my corner just a little while. Oh, you said that we should only be friends, but how can I hold back the feelings within? I wanna be more than friends. Gotta be more than just your lover. I gotta be more than friends. I gotta be more than just your lover. Little things like that, you know, it's just so many different styles that cover what I do, you know, and from gospel. Jesus, you don't need nobody else. Mm-hmm. If you got Jesus, you don't need nobody else. Mm-hmm. If you got Jesus by your side, oh, he would always be your guide. If you got Jesus, you don't need nobody else. Sounds were, you know, as a kid growing up listening to other people sing just every day, you know, at church. I was playing for gospel groups that when I would turn 7, my daddy used to play for, and then he turned it over to me. I used to play for my pastor, traveling with him, you know, because my pastor had no sense of timing, and so I had to travel with him, playing for him, sitting in the clubs with my dad playing backup guitar for him when he go. That what my daddy would play, and I go.
Eugene Hideaway Bridges here on the boat this week. Fabulous session. There's 4 numbers, loads of conversation, all like that. You're going to love it. And that'll be available early next week if you're a subscriber to the podcast at raven.libsyn or via the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj. If you're a subscriber, you'll get it once it's there, basically. Otherwise, if you aren't a subscriber, the question really is, why aren't you a subscriber? But if you aren't, it's free, don't forget. It's not like buying a magazine. There's no, and even if you get the programmes, you haven't got to listen to them. I'd rather you did, of course. But anyway, if you aren't a subscriber, you'll have to go to the website and click on the link underneath. And there'll be a video later in the week, too. Okay, that's all wonderful stuff. Let's go back some 3 years to his last album. I think maybe it could be his last album ever, because he's writing so infrequently now. But one of my favourites going back right to the 1970s, J.J. Cale. Here he is with Eric Clapton also on guitar from the album Roll On from 2009. Here's the title track.
roses, Claudia. Come on down to the corner, we're having a party there. You can dance naked, nobody really cares. Roll on, just keep rolling on. Roll on, just keep rolling on. Well, if your mind is a heavy laden and your thoughts keep getting you down, don't you worry, honey, we'll ride you down. Roll on, just keep rolling on. Roll on, just keep rolling on.
Sitting here on a boat on the Thames, I should be sitting in a big convertible, great big Cadillac convertible or something similar. The road should be long, straight and open. The sun should be out. It'll be an 8-track. I'd like an 8-track, please. Rather than anything fancy like an iPod docker and one of those old 8-track players, and then music like that taking me down the highway. Some Eagles in there too. Anyway, JJ Cale and Eric Clapton, and from the album 3 years ago, there's the title track and Roll On. Okay, there was a world premiere in Antones the brain really has gone, hasn't it? Austin, Texas. Shall we try? Austin, Texas. I was going to say Houston, Texas, but it's Austin. Antones in Austin, Texas had a world premiere in March of this year, March 23rd. And there was a world premiere of the movie of Pinetop Perkins called How Long. Now, I've done some research and I can't find out whether the movie actually is just lots of Pinetop on stage and therefore live recordings, or whether in fact he did actually do sort of behind the scenes recordings of the movie. Don't know. Either way, I do know that the soundtrack has just been released and it's great. And even though most of the numbers, if you're a Pint or Perkins fan, you'll have, these are all, for the most part, live, and they're absolutely fabulous. So from the movie How Long, the soundtrack of the movie, just been released this week, Pint or Perkins, Big Fat Mama. Fat Mama with the meat shaking on her bones. Pint or Perkins from the soundtrack of the movie How Long, and which came out in the spring of this year. The album's just been released, and there you heard Big Fat Mama. Let's move to Pittsburgh now. Another debut on the show. The album was released. I had the launch party in Pittsburgh in the beginning of June of this year. The Nancy McKean Blues Machine. The album is their second one, called Alter Red. Here is the title track. Now, then you may take issue with me because I called it Alter Red. Although Nancy there sings altered, but it's spelt not with the E in the middle, but with an A in the middle. So to me, I kind of alter red, even though altered. Okay, you know what I mean. There's a title track anyway. Nancy McKean, Blues Machine, out of Pittsburgh, and altered. Okay, let's stay with the ladies. Let's go back a couple of years, come back to the UK, and come back to Scotland, Aberdeenshire. Sandy Tom, she's got a brand new album out, which I haven't yet got hold of, called Flesh and Blood. Yeah, Flesh and Blood. But let's go back 2 years to her last one, Merchants and Thieves and Runaway Train.
I am a runaway train, I am the thunder burning black. Like a runaway train, I'm flying off the tracks. Now I've left you, baby, I ain't never coming back. So you tried and you tried, yeah, but you can't ever hold me down. Well, you try, baby, to keep my feet on the ground. I had to break down these walls, oh, cause I'm tired of waiting to be found. So I'll keep rolling till the fire lets me be. Keep rolling until I reach the darkest sea. Yeah, yeah. I keep hurting until you're miles away from me. Whoa, yeah. You can't shake me on down, baby, or I'm too far along the line. You can't shake me on down, baby, or I'm too far along the line.
Rolling, rolling,
I keep rolling, rolling,
rolling, rolling,
I keep rolling, rolling,
rolling, rolling,
I keep rolling, rolling,
rolling, rolling,
sing a train song without harmonicas. Sandy Tom. What was the harmonica in that? I don't think so. Merchants and Thieves from 2 years ago. And she's got a new album out, which we'll try and get up very soon. And they heard Runaway Train. Here's somebody who's, this album was nominated as a Blues Album of the Year last year from France and went to the Blues Awards in the, in America. Mike Lacuya took it across there. It didn't actually win, but it was nominated. The album is called India Tour Ashima, and that came out last year. Her new album, her is Nina Van Horn. Her new album is coming out very soon as well. She was born in France, but raised for a lot of the time in Texas, and therefore she's got American roots kind of anyway, so if you see what I mean. But here she is with Nina Van Horn, Down in the Alley.
Back in the 20s, went into one of those dark alleys, and there she got knocked down by a man and wrote that song, and she's kind of telling her I'll never walk again late at night. Let's go down the alley. I met a man, he said, do you want a pally? Yes, babe, let's go down the alley, down.
Oh!
went into the Blues Awards in the States as the best, I think, live album from overseas. It was the India tour Ashima from 2011. They heard Nina Van Horn and Down in the Alley. Nina started off life as a ballet dancer, which if you look at her photographs, you go, really? And then she went in the States. She discovered country music and sang some country. Then when she was, I think, in Nashville or Memphis, one of the two, probably more like Memphis, I would think, she met Dan Aykroyd and he introduced her to the blues. And after that, she was a blues girl thereafter. And she's got a new album coming out later on this year, which hopefully Michael Couillot will send me from France and we'll play on the programme. Okay, where to now? Let's come back to the UK. Let's come to the town of Burnham, or the village of Burnham, on the estuary of the Thames. And Tim Aves, fellow DJ, and his band Wolfpack from the Burnham Sessions, here's Doing the Do.
See her do the do, shake a shoulder, shake it right, everything right out of sight. When you see her, you'll love her too. When you see her, do the do, do the do, do the do. Right in its place. Cool disposition, you'll love her too. When you see her, do the do, do the do, do the do. But you ain't seen nothing till you see her, do the do. Yeah.
Guy with a plastic hip, Tim Aves, just had a hip replacement, but now back at work, which is good news. Fine musician and also a good DJ too. He's in the awards for the Best Independent Broadcaster Awards of 2012, as am I. And if you haven't yet voted in the awards, please, you've only got a couple of weeks. March 31st is the deadline, or I think it might even be March 30th is the deadline. Basically, go to britishbluesawards.com and then you'll find the link, then go down and vote for all the individual artists and bands and musicians and drummers and bass players. And when you get to the bottom, you'll see the independent broadcaster, and there you'll see Tim Aves and also myself and Ashwin Smythe and Martin Clark. I'm in some with some stiff competition in there. And also the Kevin Thorpe album of the track of the year, Sweet Man Moses, is mine, which I nominated forward. But then vote. Having voted, then you'll get an email address, or you get an email back, which you click on the link. But please, if you haven't yet voted, do so. You can vote from anywhere in the world. You can only vote the once, though, and I would really appreciate your vote in the Best Independent Broadcaster. And it all ends at the end of the month. Okay, down to Louisiana. We've had so much rain here in the UK this last week. In fact, this last 3 months. It's like being in the bayou. The river is just so high and in spate. So from the album Louisiana Swamp Stomp, here's the title track, Swamp Stomp. Sonny Landreth.
Louisiana
nice. Can't beat a squeeze box. Louisiana Swamp Stomp is the album. Sonny Landrus and Swamp Stomp, the track itself. We'll play that for Linda Deutsch, who's in Sarasota, Florida, a place I love, that west coast of Florida, down from Sarasota to Cape Coral and Port Charlotte and Sanibel, Captiva, and Fort Myers Beach. I wish I was there now, even though I know it's the mosquito and the wet season. But anyway, thanks for your kind words, Linda. If you'd like to drop me an email, it's very simple. It's dave@raven.dj. If you're listening to old shows, which is what Linda was doing, she was going back to the archive, going back 2005, and of course in the old shows I gave the email address for BFBS Radio, which doesn't work anymore, as Linda found out. So if you're listening to 2005, ignore the address, but you can, as Linda's found out, download some 7.5 years of audio, 52 hours per year. That's quite a lot, really. And but anyway, dave@raven.dj, and www.raven.dj is a website where you'll find everything you need to know about the program, what I do, where I live, how I look, all that kind of stuff.
Around
That's a gentleman who picked up the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year, and also the Contemporary Blues Male Artist, and also the Contemporary Blues Album for that particular album, which came out last year, Medicine. That's Tab Benoit and Mudboat Melissa. And that's almost it for the programme this week. A quick mention to Tom in Kenya, and we've been in contact through the course this week to do with the RSS feeds and the like, but again through email, dave@raven.dj. Don't forget the website also, www.raven.dj. Links to all the artists, chance to hear all the old shows and everything else. Donate to the programme as well if you feel so inclined. And also a link to vote for me in the Independent Blues Broadcasters Awards. This week in the UK, we celebrated, well, actually, the whole of the world celebrated in a way, the first gig of the Rolling Stones in the Marquee Club in London 50 years ago this week. And they're still going. And so there was some great footage on UK television of the Stones as they were then and the Stones as they are now. There have been some changes. It's amazing though, they still can beat it up on stage as well as they did for some 50 years earlier. So let's not play the Stones to finish with. Let's play a Stones track though. And let's play Three Great Girls, who've just released their album. They've been on tour for most of this year. That's Danny Wilde, Victoria Smith and Samantha Fish. The album and DVD is called Girls with Guitars Live. And here they are closing the programme with the Rolling Stones' Bitch. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Bye-bye.